Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 20th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At part two today at 3:30, we're to welcome in Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston. Looking forward to talking with him. Right now, we have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer with us. Good to see you, Shane.
Good morning, James.
Oh, dang, man. Sorry about that. Hey, good to have you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
I'm used to number two being open here. I'm sorry about that. Appreciate the time, Shane. We'll talk more with you in a moment. I want to thank our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Big shout out to you guys. We appreciate you. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page and keep up to date on all the great work that they are doing over there. Shane, we have been doing a lot of interviews this past week. A lot of candidate. It's a political time of year for us, certainly with the April 2nd election coming up. We've got a lot of candidates we've been having on the air, and a big thank you to all of them for joining us, and of course, Pam Hilke and the scheduling she does with that. But with that going on, and with this being your last official time with us as mayor in this position, one of the things that I thought would be good to do is something you and I really challenged the community about, doing more public service, being a part of the communities, being on boards, a lot of that. I've been asking all of our candidates how they have enjoyed the experience, how it has been for them. So I'm going to kind of do the same thing with you for a second here. As you're wrapping up your term, at your terms as mayor, how have you enjoyed the experience? How was campaigning? How has it been being mayor?
Wow, that's a big question.
Big question. First one out the gate, man. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I've enjoyed it overall. You know, the campaigning obviously is campaigning. It's tough. It's you know, it's not always enjoyable, and it's expensive. You know, you know, advertisements and print are not cheap, but you got to do it to be able to get your kind of platform out there. And if you don't have those finances, it does make it a little tougher. Or, you know, fortunately, people locally will donate to help that. And so if you have people donating to your campaigns, it definitely helps. And if you don't, then maybe it's a message that maybe you're not doing something right. But especially in a mayor's race, you know, aldermanic races really aren't that expensive. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to do. As for my time as mayor, overall, I've definitely enjoyed it. You know, staff, I was talking to Taylor here, you know, staff has been a very important part of it for me, because I believe our staff is our connection to, you know, the residents and that customer service end of it. And so I felt that, you know, if we have a good, strong staff, and I always said, if I can steal good employees from other communities, we're doing something right. And unfortunately, we've taken a lot of employees from other communities. Mm-hmm. And whether it be in fire and police, also lateral transfers and things like that. So, you know, it's about creating an environment, because I believe, you know, the stronger employees that we have, the better product hopefully we can put out there to the public. Mm-hmm. You know, people, I always say, you know, people are asking me, and matter of fact, even this morning I was on a phone conversation, you know, people and problems kind of exhaust you after a mm-hmm. while, though. And you know, a lot of times you don't hear from the positive. You know, once in a while mm-hmm. we have people stop in. You know, I'm thankful the dog park has been so well received, and I've received a lot of positive comments that kind of help push out some of the negativity. But yeah, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And it just is, for me, I was able to deflect it for a long time, but then you start internalizing it sometimes after a while. And finally, it just got to the point that it was just no longer worth it. Mm. And my health suffered, and I was putting on weight, and mm-hmm. you know, I was just kind of taking on a little too much. And I started, you know, taking that in. So, but, you know, generally overall, it was a very good experience. I've met a lot of great people, and we do have a great community. We have a lot of amazing people in this community that do a lot of things for the community. Yeah, and getting involved is very important. And so even in my office, we're working on trying a transition document for the next mayor about even just the appointments that they need to make. And as soon as that election is over, with getting that document to that person and having them be able to start on that, instead of showing up the first day and trying to figure out, oh, I need these positions mm-hmm. filled. And so.
Well, I'm happy to hear that overall the experience was positive for you, and appreciate all the transparency as always. Always all of our conversations have been that way. On one side of it, I do think it's noteworthy and important for people, whether they're thinking about running for office, but maybe even more importantly if they're not, or just a normal citizen, if you will, because we're. It's becoming harder and harder to get people to do public service, okay, to run for offices, to be on boards for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Our whole lives have seen the one issue candidate, yep, the person who has this one thing. So they think that makes them, you know, not only worthy of being on a board or a mayor or a president or something like that, but that's all they got. And that doesn't really help, you know, our community or help a board or something like that. There's a lot of keys to this job, to doing this, and I appreciate the transparency of showing some of that. But I also think it's important to note these things, because if we're going to ask people to run for office, accountability is key. And I'm not at all saying that there doesn't need to be accountability. I don't think anybody that's an adult out there doesn't believe that there shouldn't be an accountability. But the idea of being a keyboard coward, the idea of just being a dog that barks and not having any positive things to say or anything to bring to the conversation. You and I deal with this a lot, and I think in our jobs separately, where you have the person, hey, you're doing this wrong. You're doing, okay, what is your suggestion? Oh, I got nothing.
You never do.
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing? Right, if you got a complaint, you better have a solution. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what are you doing? Right. And if we want people to run for mayor, we want people to be on school boards and these things, we have to walk that line in that balance of, yes, accountability and you know, speaking our mind as we are Americans and everything, but also they're a human being. They're a neighbor. They're somebody's kid. They're somebody. They are the parent of somebody, possibly. These are human beings. And getting back to that, we're going to lose more and more people like yourself, sir, the more we don't notice these things and do something about them.
Yeah, you know, I always say we elect our leaders through a democratic process, but we don't lead by being democratic, you know. Mm-hmm. And so for me, yeah, I was elected by the people, but my leadership, I don't take a poll and then decide. You know, I take in information, especially from department heads. They're the ones that are knowledgeable in the field, or from the citizens. But just because one person elected me to the office doesn't mean that whatever they say, they get to decide. It's really about, okay, I've been elected. This is who I am, and this is kind of what I believe. And I'm going to do things that way. Mm-hmm. But I'll take in information. And so it's really important to remember that just because you vote for a candidate, now you don't get to decide what that candidate does and doesn't do. It's really not how it works, and nor can it work, because it's impossible, because everybody's got an opinion. So it's really about trusting the person and hoping that, you know, when we elect them, that they'll follow through, at least be the person that they are portraying that they're being, and then go forward. But yeah, I've always believed that, though, you know, and that's how I tried to lead too, and sometimes I've had struggled with it just because there's a department head that says and believes that we should do something or achieve, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what we're going to do. You know, mm-hmm. It's really about us taking that information in, whether it be council or the mayor or county board, all of our elected offices, and it's really about taking that information in and trying to make the best decision, but can't always do what they want to do.
Are you glad you ran?
I am. You know, I think it's important. You know, I disagreed with the leadership at the time, and so it's put your money where your mouth is stop complaining and do something about it. And I ran and I won. You know, and it was just, I always say that, you know, leadership has its time, and so at that time the community decided that we needed to go in a different direction. And I knew I wasn't in this for a career or a lifetime, and two or three terms in my mind, kind of what I was thinking, and it's time for me to step away and let new leadership come in and bring something fresh. Because with that change, you have new fresh ideas and different things, and it's easy to get stale and stagnant, I'm there, you know, unfortunately, I'm there, and it's time for that change, and I recognize that change. It's time for somebody else to take a turn.
Not a lot of people catch that when it happens. I think I admire that you did, and that you have, and that you care that much about the community and the position to do something like that. We know that construction, there's a couple of things that we know. It's springs around the corner. Baseball, construction, those orange cones. We've got some construction going on in the area. I wanted to let everybody know about.
Yeah, you know, there's a street closure that went out for Lincoln and Chestnut. So if you've been on Lincoln Street, if you've been on it previously, you know, it's probably it's a rumble track. It's rough. It was horrible. So it's set to be redone this year from the expressway to Grand Avenue. And It's got all the new infrastructure, all new road, and obviously in Lincoln High, in front of, sorry, in East Junior High, it used to be Lincoln High School, East Junior High, or the middle, or the high school, or the middle school, mm-hmm. the junior high school there. All the trees were cut down, and unfortunately, the median is no longer going to be part of that, and there's just no need for it. But there's going to be a recreation trail on the west side of the, I believe it's the west side of the road, and it's going to be nice when it's done.
Yeah,
and so, but it's going to be it's a main road, and so it's going to be a kind of a mess, and it's going to be detours, and I'm sure there and. You know, in front of Quick Trip there, it's going to be a little bottleneck, but they'll get it done as quick as possible, and it'll be much better for it.
And anybody over the age of five out there understands construction, that you have a date that you'd like to end and the date that possibly will end. Do we have an idea of, like, how long this project might take? Just ballpark?
I couldn't even guess. I think fortunately, though, and fortunately, because of the weather, they're able to get a lot of stuff done. Mm-hmm. I know that I saw... the gas company, they ran all new gas lines in there. And so a lot of work has been able to get done ahead of time. And unfortunately now with winter coming back for a little bit, you know, that's going to kind of put that on hold. But I would think given the area, the busyness of the road, they're going to be pushing.
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Yeah, they're going to push it, though, and push it to get it done quick.
Plan accordingly, everybody. Yep. If you're a Rapids resident, one of the things you learn right away is how to get around things, like especially the train. Like, you just learn these things, so keep that in mind, everybody. And look out for our workers. Please, slow down. Yeah. Look out for our construction workers. All they're doing is trying to make our roads safer.
If you go out to our engineering website, they have project updates up there, and they'll have project plans and for the projects. And they'll have timelines and then weekly updates. You can sign up for updates for road project updates. And you can get all that information and stay on top of it. And they keep that updated. And I like the word updated today. And keep everybody informed there. It's a really good spot.
Speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And Shane, there was some city council meetings yesterday. Mm-hmm. Any highlights from that? Any notes from that?
Yeah, you know, the fire department there was a discussion on needing to we've had a ladder truck here. I'm sure everybody's seen it. It's 30 years old, and it's starting to cost money, starting not to be the safest piece of equipment. And so last night, council voted 7-1 to approve replacing that. And the fire department came forward with, they also have another engine that needs replacing within the next year or so. And so what they've kind of concluded is that our old ladder truck and our old engine, to take those out of service and just replace it with one new ladder truck engine. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 deal, and I think it's very financially responsible. Obviously, that ladder truck is going to see more time on it than it previously did because it's going to have a dual purpose. But so replacing those two. The problem is we're talking potentially up to 4 years before we get that ladder truck. I cannot believe how long it takes for them to build that. But once it gets in queue, it's about 4 years. But I think it makes financial. It's about $1.5 million, I believe, for that truck. But replacing one truck with replacing two trucks with one truck, it makes great financial sense, and I applaud the fire department for, you know, looking at that and really looking at the needs of their equipment and making that decision. And because it's got to be done either way. You know, if we don't have a ladder truck, all of our, especially our commercial, their insurance rates will change, and it'll cost them more. By us having that certification with a ladder truck here, it benefits all of us on our personal property insurance and things like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, it has a trickle-down effect in its way. And it's important to note with what's going on not too far from us in their fire department and the lack of having people and all that, how important it is to take care of our fire departments, to keep up to date on these things. It's vital. And a big thank you to all of our firefighters out there, all of our big appreciation to all of them.
Yeah, as we talk about volunteers, you know, a lot of these communities outlining Rapids rely on volunteers, and as people are volunteering less and having less time available, you know, what are these departments going to do? And that's going to be something that's in the future that's going to have to be discussed and decided. But because they're going to still need fire service. You know, you cannot not have fire service, but Wisconsin Rapids cannot be the fire and ambulance for everybody. Yeah. You know, because we as residents here, we pay a lot of taxes. And so, yeah, you know, maybe I started already having mentioning that maybe we need to create a fire district. Yes. and start looking at that down the road. Mm-hmm. As these departments start dropping off on volunteers, that we all will then contribute to one pot, and then the fire service will be provided in that district.
It's an interesting idea. It's going to be fascinating to see where it goes. It's mm-hmm. such an important one that's kind of been underreported, I think. But it's definitely, we'll be focused on that. We'll be paying attention to how that develops.
Yeah, it's scary though, you know, because yeah. as we, you know, as I spoke last night, and when we talk about maybe residency here, you know, When I applied to the Rapids Police Department in the late 90s, there was hundreds of applicants, and now we get like five. Yeah. And it's really because who wants to be a police officer or a firefighter? You just watch the political atmosphere right now, and you know, in some of these big cities, their feelings, well, if I'm 18 years old, that's like, well, why do I want to go do that? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at some point here, if that happens and it continues, that's to be the trend. What are we going to do if we call 911 and there isn't nobody to drive the ambulance right. there, or a police officer that only takes severe emergencies and a lot of the things? I don't know. You know, it's, you know, luckily we're in Rapids here and we're not at that point, but there's bigger cities that are having problems recruiting.
Well, and this was my point going mm-hmm. back to earlier about how we treat our people in these positions. Yeah. Accountability is important. Nobody's Absolutely. Saying that no. there doesn't need to be yeah. accountability, but there's a difference of accountability and being a baby.
Yep.
If I can just be yep. blunt, being just a whiny baby that just wants to sit there and whine and complain, that doesn't solve anything. That doesn't get anything done. All it does is discourage good people from going into these mm-hmm. positions. The industries that we're touching on here have plenty of outliers and everything, but the majority of people go into public service because that's what their heart calls them right. to do. Mm-hmm. We have an example right here of somebody who was in public service mm-hmm. and is leaving in part because of the way people have this society has been and everything. So it's right in front of me. I can't not right. touch on it and everything. Well, it's important that we treat each other with respect.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I would think you maybe read Craig Bourne's resignation letter, mm-hmm. you know, and even in his position outlining the negativity and what that does. And the problem is, I really believe a lot of these loud people are in the minority, but we're giving them more credit than what's due. And we're allowing that voice to be the loud voice. And you're right. And we just need to stop and just yeah. not... Like I said, I kind of got off Facebook here for a while because I just got tired of it. I took a break and I'm still mm-hmm. on break. And kind of eventually nice. But
it is nice.
But I did
it?
A post yeah. on like March 7th because my best friend was shot and killed in the line of duty in 2003 mm-hmm. on March 7th. So I did a post and literally I do pictures and blah, blah, blah. But this year I kind of decided I wasn't going to do pictures. But I said we need to stop empowering people by liking their Facebook page or liking their comments or following them, because some of these people don't realize it, but we like and follow these people because we find it entertaining and funny. Mm-hmm. But the people, when they see those likes and follows, they actually think these are people that are supporting me mm-hmm. and don't realize their audience really is following them because they're a joke.
Yeah.
And so that's my mission. When I get back on Facebook, I'm just going to kind of clean it up, and I'm not going to follow that garbage anymore, because even for entertainment value or whatever, because it's funny, it's not funny in the long run, then mm-hmm. we just need to stop.
Well said. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't agree with you more. I tried doing a similar thing on my page and with what I do. And the danger, this is the thing that does give me hope, though, because you're right about the major, that barking dog. Mm-hmm. It's a very small minority of people doing it that is getting attention because of 24-hour news cycles. Yep. And it's easy reporting and that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But what gives me hope is seeing more and more people that are kind of like shaking it off. And yes, it's frustrating, it's done, but like you just said right there, you could have easily said, I'm done with Facebook, I'm not going back there. Instead, No, I'm going to be part of the change. Yep. I'm going to do some good. Yep. There's more and more and more people that are doing that, especially with the younger generation, where I don't like our local politics. Instead of just sitting there complaining about it, they're actually running for office. Mm-hmm. They're actually doing something. Yep. We're seeing more and more of that. That does give me hope. Mm-hmm. Maybe the last bit of hope I have in me, but it gives me a little bit of hope about that.
Exactly.
As we're wrapping up, sir, I did want to touch on the entrepreneur or business owners looking to expand their ventures and everything in the area. The city's got a lot of great opportunities for that, so we wanted to encourage people that want to grow their business. Mm-hmm. That the city of Rapids is looking to do that and looking to help with that. To learn more, you can contact the director of community development, Kyle Kearns, our good friend Kyle Kearns. I encourage people to do so. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you look at locally growing businesses that have, you know, Thamil, mm-hmm. Renaissance Learnings, HHA. You know, there's a lot of great companies here that have their products nationwide. And yeah, I think, you know, having that dream of landing a big business, it's hard. You know, every community is trying to do it. Yeah. But I think supporting our local businesses and helping them grow, you know, I won't give much, but I'm going to say that there are, and I won't be here to, you know, get across the finish line, but the next council, the next mayor. But we have a couple of great opportunities that are kind of like just stepping through the doorway, which is a good number of jobs and a good mm-hmm. number of economic or net new construction and multi-millions that sort of investments that are probably going to be happening here in the next year or two. But it's just kind of just starting out. And there are opportunities coming. Yeah. And I guess that's about all I can share on that.
Don't want to get you in trouble.
Right,
either, so, yeah.
Exactly. Or dissuade. But there are some things that are coming forth that are going to be good for the community. Yeah. And are they the shiniest thing out there? No. But it will definitely help with some jobs and some value here in the community. And they're coming. And
commerce is commerce. Money's money. Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. Well, we'll take it. Yep. Well, jobs are jobs. We'll take it. Doesn't matter shiny or not.
Exactly.
Shane, this is our last official kind of time talking together and everything. We do hope to have you and our next mayor on together as kind of a transition interview. Looking forward to that. But I did want to let you know, and I'm speaking for a lot of our community here that I've talked to, that I've polled, you're appreciated. We've appreciated what you've done. You took over this position at a time when our nation was going through a pandemic. The city was going through a number of different issues, and we think we are better for having you as mayor. Thank you for the time. You are appreciated.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I told you beforehand, I've always enjoyed our radio shows, and you know, we do a half hour or so, and I figure we could even fill an hour. It's just been really easy to do, and you're very good at your job and very good at, you know, speaking and asking questions and keeping the dialogue going. And, you know, that takes a knack. And I've always enjoyed doing radio.
I have really good writers. I have like 100 writers that I go to. I appreciate the time as always, sir. Thank you again. And a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, of course, recording these and getting these out there for people. Do amazing work. Again, subscribe to their YouTube page. Sir, if anybody has any follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
You can always email me at mayor@wirapids.org, or you can call my office, 715-421-8202 is my direct line.
Great conversation. Thanks again, as always, sir. Shane.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on the Middays here at WFHR.